God protects man's rights. How carefully God protects the rights of men. He has attached a penalty to willful murder. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. If one murderer were permitted to go unpunished, he would by his evil influence and cruel violence subvert others. This would result in a condition of things similar to that which existed before the flood. God must punish murderers. He gives life, and he will take life, if that life becomes a terror and a menace. Bow shows Christ's love which encircles earth. As we look upon this bow, the seal and sign of God's promise to man, that the tempest of his wrath should no more desolate our world by the waters of a flood, we contemplate that other than finite eyes are looking upon this glorious sight. Angels rejoice as they gaze upon this precious token of God's love to man. The world's Redeemer looks upon it, for it was through his instrumentality that this bow was made to appear in the heavens, as a token or covenant of promise to man. God himself looks upon the bow in the clouds, and remembers his everlasting covenant between himself and man. After the fearful exhibition of God's avenging power, in the destruction of the old world by a flood, had passed, he knew that those who had been saved from the general ruin would have their fears awakened whenever the clouds should gather, the thunders roll, and the lightnings flash, and that the sound of the tempest and the pouring out of the waters from the heavens would strike terror to their hearts, for fear that another flood was coming upon them. But behold the love of God in the promise, quoted. The family of Noah looked with admiration and reverential awe mingled with joy upon this sign of God's mercy, which spanned the heavens. The bow represents Christ's love which encircles the earth, and reaches unto the highest heavens, connecting men with God, and linking earth with heaven. As we gaze upon the beautiful sight, we may be joyful in God, assured that he himself is looking upon this token of his covenant, and that as he looks upon it he remembers the children of earth, to whom it was given. Their afflictions, perils, and trials are not hidden from him. We may rejoice in hope, for the bow of God's covenant is over us. He never will forget the children of his care. How difficult for the mind of finite man to take in the peculiar love and tenderness of God, and his matchless condescension when he said, I will look upon the bow in the cloud, and remember thee.